Good morning. It's 8:40 a.m. on Saturday, January the 15th, 2022. It's cold. just thought I'd share that with you. It's real cold. I wonder if I can put this in a pocket without it objecting. We'll try that. We'll see how it works. I remembered to shut off everything and turn on airplane mode today, so there's no wind. In theory, the audio quality should be a little bit better than it was yesterday. It could have been a lot worse. So the things I was supposed to get done yesterday didn't get done. Notably, I didn't get my newsletter out. I'll have to go home and do that. I've got a lot of stuff for business to do today. That's taken up a lot of headspace. It's an interesting challenge. The purpose of a professional organization. I ran into the same problems. I had the same problems with AECT, Association of Education Communication Technology. In that, the purpose for which these organizations formed back in the 50s and 60s, some of them in the 40s, were to facilitate communications amongst the members. My face is a little stiff. It is quite cold. It's 22. Official temperature is like 18 Fahrenheit. It's, I don't know, what is that? Minus 10 or something centigrade. Celsius. But the purpose is to facilitate, was always to facilitate communication. It was to allow people to get together, to interact, to share ideas. And in a certain sense, to band together against, this looks problematic. To band together against the adversities of whatever purpose they were promulgating, promoting. So the question is, yeah, I can see that when a phone call across the country cost a month's wages, and a letter took weeks to go and more weeks to come back. Communications was back in the day, the 50s and 60s, even the 70s. It was ugly. It was slow. It was difficult. It was problematic. Now, not so much. So what's the purpose? I don't know. I don't have any good answers. I didn't have any good answers a decade ago or two decades ago. I've been asking this question a long time, I think. Back in my old software maintenance days, it's like, what purpose did it serve the organization? Software Management Association, what purpose did it serve? And the answer is affiliation. If I look at Maslow's much maligned hierarchy of needs, being a member, being a part of something bigger, affiliation. And perhaps the affection. Finding friends, influencing people. I don't want to take my glove off to wipe my nose, but I don't want to walk along sniffing. It's just an interesting question. What purpose do they serve? I look at like some of the online associations of writers, and most of them are. I don't know. Because here's basically, when it comes to self-pub, the thing is, what you get beyond a certain level, there's not a lot left. Keeping in touch with the market, keeping in touch with changes in readers' habits or the like are really irrelevant. It's not. It's not like Amazon doesn't tell me whenever they change something. Well, that's they change stuff all the time and don't say anything because it's just, they're usually A/B testing things like, okay, what are we going to put on the page? What are we going to put on this page? What are we going to put on that page? We'll offer advertising, but we won't give you the thing that you really need, which is access to your readers. Because if you have access to your readers, then you don't need us. And I understand that. They don't understand we still do need them. We need them to be the storefront. We need them to collect the income tax, the sales taxes. We need them to ride herd. It would be good if they would actually use their big data for something useful. Instead of continually trying to sell me my own books. It's just, it's like, well, dude, I have one account. It's got one email address. It's the same one you email me all the time. Why can't you tell that I'm not going to buy my own books? Because if I buy them, it won't count it as a sale, because if I buy my own books, it's not counted as a sale. So I can't buy 100 copies and boost my sales rank with my own account. If I have a separate account, I can buy it with a separate account, but I'm not allowed to have a separate account. That is a violation of terms of service. So, anyway, I still don't know what purpose they serve. Coming up when I get ready, say it with me. I'll post. And yes, I'm thinking about it because it's CIFWA day. Got a board meeting this morning. I've got a membership meeting this afternoon. I had an operations meeting. Budget and accounting meeting last Wednesday. Next week I have dentists. So, yeah. I had an appointment to do a filling. And then doctor couldn't make it, so it got postponed till next week. And in the meantime, my new bridge has come in, so in theory I can get rid of this one. Put the permanent one in. I can brush my teeth again without bleeding. Crow walking along the street beside me. Put the hood back a little bit. Got the sun shining on me now. One more icy street navigated. So, yeah, what am I reading? I picked up, I discovered that the Starship Mage has an 11th book. One that comes after Darker Magic. So I picked that up. I finished a romance. It was a funny, kind of cute, highly predictable contemporary romance. Ripped through it in about a day and a half. It was a classic. This plot wouldn't last 45 seconds if people actually talked to each other. Romance. One character continually using the wrong words. And the other character not using words at all. Which I suppose. pot kettle. Words are funny. It's hard to know what the right ones might be. Usually don't find out the wrong ones until it's too late. See, I would have pruned those trees differently. I just walked past a bunch of crab apples. They're fairly mature trees. They've got a lot of crossing limbs. Some of the ones that overhung the sidewalk had been trimmed away, but the tree could have been a lot prettier if they'd taken out some of the younger ones. Excuse me. So yeah, I'm running a little late this morning. I tried to get out at 8. This morning I got breakfast. That's like 7:55 when I realized what time it was. But I purposefully did not take my breakfast back to the keyboard. I just sat at the dining table and ate breakfast. And then got clothes on. I usually get clothes on around 7. Didn't do it this morning. Yes, I was playing House Flipper. I should have been writing my newsletter. Across the street, see if I can keep forgetting run over. Should be fairly easy. There isn't another car in sight. As long as I don't slip on the ice, I should be fine. All right. Yeah, it's dead still, calm. The sun is out. The sky's blue. All the leaves are brown. The sky is not gray. The sky is blue. The sky is, I've got some little dashes of cirrus cloud up there, but nothing cirrus. Sorry. Doesn't seem to be a lot of wind up there either. There's some smudges of cloud, but there's no. Doesn't seem to be any mare's tail, doesn't seem to be any kind of deflection, deformation of the cloud structure, so that's interesting. It was warm yesterday. It got up into the 40s. It was the 40s when I was walking. I thought it was going to drop into the 30s before the afternoon, but temperature stabilized, came back up again. So it was above freezing for almost all day yesterday, right up until dark, I think. So there's a lot of melt, a lot of ice has formed because a lot of the snow melted, gathered in puddles, and then froze overnight. Sidewalks are pretty treacherous in places. A list of maintenance tasks I gotta get taken care of. I don't know. I can't seem to deal with any of them at the moment. Not exactly sure why. I'm talking to some other writer friends who are having the same kind of problems. One was saying, other than November, her writing pattern had been pretty much the same as mine, which is not non-existent since, well, at least October, if not before. Now, I had NaNoWriMo to kick my ass in November, and I did get 60,000 words in November. Another 20,000 words, I'd have enough to get the cat off my desk, which would be good. I could go work on the Ishmael stories, which are actually calling to me, but which I don't feel I can work on because I really need to get the cat out because I owe it to Podium and all the people who have been waiting so patiently for it, which just then shortchanges all the people who have been waiting more than patiently for the next Ishmael book, which I've been promising for years. But finally, I think I can do it. Whew. I didn't walk very fast today. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.